Welcome to Conversations with Thomas, hosted by Thomas Kevin Dolan, author, master life coach, and keynote speaker. Thomas is excited that you are here as we explore together and reveal the deeply human part of who we are.
Hello and welcome. I'm thrilled and grateful you're here. This is Thomas, and my pronouns are he and him. This podcast is being recorded in Honolulu, Hawaii. I acknowledge that the unceded aina or land on which I live, called Kakaako, is part of the larger territory recognized by Kanaka Maoli, indigenous Hawaiians. I'm honored and grateful to be a guest of the Hawaiian Kingdom. I'm not exactly sure how I landed on today's podcast topic, growing glimmers. But when the idea landed for me, I think I felt the energy of a glimmer. In today's episode, I'll explain what glimmers are. I'll give you a lot of examples of glimmers, and I'll touch on glimmers' twin triggers to help you distinguish between the two. And I'll help you find and make the most of glimmers. So let's jump in. You're no doubt aware of triggers. They are usually widely understood, but few folks know about their opposite, glimmers. I often ask my coaching clients, have you experienced or have you considered tapping into your glimmers? And as you can imagine, the question often sparks a great conversation. Glimmers are small moments that spark joy, peace, or a myriad of other feel-good emotions, which can help cue our nervous system to feel safe or calm. Experts say this mindset, I think it's also a heart set, can make a positive impact on our health and well-being. So what are glimmers? Glimmers are those tiny, seemingly insignificant moments when you feel a sense of joy, pleasure, and gratitude. They're often catalyzed by simple and by simply doing daily things like petting an animal, taking a hot shower, or listening to the rain outside your window. The term glimmers was coined by Deb Dana, a licensed clinical social worker who specializes in complex trauma. In her 2018 book, The Polyvagal Theory in Therapy, Dana notes that glimmers aren't grand experiences. She says they're micro moments that begin to shape our system in very gentle ways. And if we pay attention, we'll see that glimmers are everywhere. Everyone experiences them differently. What might spark feelings of calm or happiness in one person may be a negative trigger for somebody else. So let's take a deeper dive into the science of glimmers. The concept of triggers and glimmers exist within polyvagal theory, which was developed by Dr. Stephen Porges, a behavioral neuroscientist, I think in the early 1990s. Trauma reshapes our system so that we're more prone to pathways of protection than pathways of connection. Interesting, huh? We're more prone to pathways of protection than pathways of connection. This keeps us in a survival state instead of a thriving state. Triggers activate either the sympathetic nervous system or the dorsal vagal branch of the parasympathetic nervous system. This means that when trauma is trapped in our system, we go into a hypervigilance state, or our freeze response is activated, and ultimately we shut down. Neither is a healthy place to exist for any extended period of time. Glimmers are guided by our ventral vagal system. These make us feel safe, connected to other folks, and ultimately connected to ourselves. And calling attention to our glimmers can bring a return to autonomic regulation, creating a meaningful shift in perspective. And the difference between glimmers and triggers is that the former evokes positive feelings, glimmers, while the latter, triggers, evoke negative ones. So glimmers stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, which actually produces sensations of calm and relaxation. Triggers, on the other hand, activate the sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, or freeze response that occurs in the face of a potential threat. In this sense, glimmers and triggers are actually opposites. Triggers can rapidly spark agitation, anxiety, fear, sadness, or anger. In some cases, the physiological or emotional response to a trigger is actually out of proportion to the event. That's because triggers are reactions to memories, situations, or people associated with unresolved trauma. Glimmers, on the other hand, are internal or external cues that actually elevate your mood or help you feel safe and happy. So looking for glimmers is a mindfulness practice that encourages you to notice the good that surrounds you. So keeping your eyes, your mind, and your heart open to glimmers also helps you stay in the present moment rather than worrying about the future or actually fretting over the past. And I would acknowledge sometimes it's easier said than done. And of course, glimmers can be found in different places and senses. Some examples of glimmers include in nature, admiring your garden, or perhaps seeing the stars on a clear night, noticing a stranger's smile or the warmth of a loved one's voice, feeling comforted by our furry friends, unexpected ambient sounds, cathedral bells, or perhaps your favorite song playing. It's then that you feel something happen inside. There's an energy that happens around a glimmer, and then your brain marks it. It's a powerful gift of self-soothing. So in summary, glimmers are small amounts of joy or peace that arise from appreciating simple things like the colors of a rainbow, the scent or fragrance of a flower, the sound of rain. Glimmers and triggers are opposites. In that glimmers spark positive feelings, while glimmers can spark negative ones. The practice of noticing and appreciating glimmers can cue your nervous system to relax and actually have a positive effect on your mental health. And one of the ways to increase the odds of noticing glimmers is to spend more time in places that nurture you, that nourish you, connecting with people you enjoy, limiting your screen time, and practicing mindfulness. Here's some ways that I want to kind of plunk between you and I that might help you create daily glimmers. And I'm sure now you're able to recognize what a glimmer is. The key is actually how to embrace them. And luckily, it doesn't require a lot of practice, and it can actually be done daily, if not daily, even momentarily, right? Not just one day at a time, but one moment at a time. Here's a few practical ways I want to share to implement glimmers daily. I grab my AirPods. You can grab your headphones. Make a playlist of music that evokes feelings of peacefulness. I have a tendency to listen to music without lyrics. Lyrics often have a triggering effect on me. Assemble what I call the aromas. Collect a few of your favorite essential oils or candles and keep them nearby. I have a cupboard of at least 20 different essential oils. And I have some gorgeous candles as well, also imbued with essential oils. So no fragrance oils for this nose. I diffuse the essential oils throughout the day. And of course, I light a candle usually while I'm relaxing. Get in touch with nature is another way to actually implement glimmers. Go for a walk. Go to the beach or a river or a lake to listen to the sound of water, perhaps waves. Actually, walking on the planet of ours, barefoot when you can, is a great way to elicit glimmers. And here's one that I think is really actually brilliant. It's one I'm just beginning to do a little bit of a deep dive into. It's this notion of curating your social media feeds. I'm beginning to follow accounts with calming, peaceful presences and unfollow accounts whose content might be personally triggering for me. It's really difficult, really, really difficult, because the judgment comes up and I'm going to move away from this information or this news. I'm not going to know what's going on in the world. But ultimately, when I tune in and listen to my body and feel the trigger connected to the information I'm taking in, I realize that over the long haul is not great for me. So this notion of curating your social media feed, I think, is a really great idea. The other thing that seems really simple is this notion of planning around your interactions. Primarily connect with folks who bring you peace. If you know you'll connect with someone who triggers you, schedule something calming, a calming activity directly afterwards. So remember, we can't completely control the world around us. We cannot get rid of triggers and challenges in life, nor uncertainty, nor negative stresses. But we can realize our own power and ultimately the power of glimmers. It's important that we help each other find pathways to a calmer, healthier, and happier life. Imagine having partners in your life that you can actually do that work with. And of course, if you can do this, we might be able to move all of what's going on for us to a place where we can thrive and shine more often than not. So let me share some common glimmers. And it's important for me to acknowledge that glimmers come in all shapes, but interestingly, not in all sizes. And I'll explain a little bit more of that in a moment. Glimmers aren't monumental experiences like graduating from university or college. Glimmers are not monumental experiences like falling in love for the first time, getting married. They're not monumental experiences if you bought a first home. Not a monumental experience when you compare it to having a child, giving birth. Those are major milestones that produce intense feelings. Glimmers are not that. But they're in a very different category than glimmers, right? These major milestones are in a very different category than glimmers. Remember, glimmers are tiny micro moments of joy. They can be fleeting, everyday moments that elicit, right, these feelings, a rush of happiness, gratitude, calm, peace, safety, or goodwill for yourself or other folks. So when those feelings or emotions come up for you, you're in the presence of the energy of a glimmer. Some more examples of kind of micro moments that could be considered glimmers. For me in Honolulu, off of my lanai or balcony, constantly, the state is known as the Rainbow State, Hawaii. I look for rainbows. They elicit, that's one of my glimmers, right? I often smile when I'm shopping in a grocery store and one of my favorite songs comes on. I love feeling the warmth of the sun on my skin. I love the glimmer that's elicited when I get a hug just when I need it. I love this glimmer, delighting in kind of an out of the blue phone call from a friend that actually I was just thinking about. Stopping to smell the flowers in bloom. Perhaps this is one of my favorites. Enjoying the feel of the sand between my toes while walking along Waimanalo Beach here on the east side of Oahu. Relishing the taste of your morning coffee, if not a coffee drinker, perhaps your afternoon tea. Listening to the birds sing in a nearby tree. Looking at a photograph. Ah, this one is beautiful. Looking at a photograph of someone you love. Listening to a child's laugh. Oh my gosh, that actually lights me up when Gabriel and our goddaughter Sienna laugh. Oh, big time glimmer. Or watching a puppy frolic. Watching a puppy frolic. Appreciating the barista who smiles at you while handing over your coffee or a chai latte. Or the driver who actually slows down to let you cross the street. Or enjoying a compliment, right, for your new hairdo or your new outfit. Or simply gazing at the stars on a clear night. Or kind of standing in the midst of snow falling on a quiet winter day. Those contribute to, and here are some more reasons why glimmers are good for your mental health. When you make a practice of noticing the expected and unexpected small gifts in your life, you actually begin noticing the good more and more. Rather than being on the lookout for danger the way our hunter-gatherer ancestors were, you can be on the lookout for beauty and ease. And over time, this shift can have a positive effect on your mental health. And glimmers can counteract the effects of stress and bring your attention into the present moment, really the only now that we have. They also can improve your mood. So when you're focused on noticing and appreciating glimmers, you feel less anxious. You might even feel more motivated to accomplish your goals or intentions because you actually have less emotional distress. And for people who are challenged from depression, Glimmers can shine a light in the darkness, helping them see the good things in their lives. And of course, while relishing glimmers isn't a substitute for therapy or the mental health practices or treatment, the practice can have a far-reaching cumulative effect on your mental health. And research indicates that even fleeting positive emotions can have long-lasting supportive consequences on personal growth and social connection.
If you would like to learn more about how to be your truest reflection, pursue a life with abandon, and learn to live braver, more free, and less alone, please check out Thomas's website, thomaskevindolan.com. Come explore you and learn new ways to create and embody the world you want.
So let me share some of the highlights of how glimmers impact your nervous system and share with you how the two of them are also connected, which I think is really important. I'd mentioned earlier that glimmers are related to polyvagal theory. And this theory describes how the autonomic nervous system, which actually controls involuntary actions, such as breathing, our heartbeat, digestion, and of course, it also, this autonomic nervous system searches for and interprets things, people, and environments to determine whether actually they're a threat. So for example, if a relative who was mean to you when you were a child always smelled like cigars, your fight or flight response or freeze response might ignite when you actually smell cigar smoke. You might even start sweating, or your heart might start beating faster. But that would be a trigger. Glimmers, on the other hand, help your nervous system relax. Over the long term, noticing and appreciating glimmers can actually help you build emotional resilience and develop a less overactive nervous system. And let me kind of balance out. I shared with you the cigar smoke, which would be a trigger. For me, a glimmer, and I'm a bit of a snob. Okay, I'll own it. I can be a snob, and I love that part of me. Hershey's chocolate, Hershey's chocolate. My father had a friend. His first name is Arnold. This is a million years ago. He would always bring the five little Dolans, a chunk, a substantially big chunk of Hershey chocolate. And anytime I see Hershey chocolate, and sometimes I'll actually buy Hershey chocolate, because in the smell of that chocolate, the glimmer that's produced is the memory of being gifted by Arnold with my very own chunk of Hershey chocolate. So glimmers can be as powerful in relation to having us create a memory connected to something that actually really resonated for us, particularly as kids. So you'll find yourself in a state of regulation, connection, and safety more often because you have more neural connections, new neural pathways that are programmed for ease and rest. Beginning to lean into noticing glimmers, really what you're beginning to do is to create a new neural pathway for yourself. The older neural pathway, which in and of itself is not a bad thing, that's connected to triggers, is a little bit more ingrained. Imagine a wagon train, The wheels of the wagon, back when they were actually transportation of vogue, they were in these deep ruts. And oftentimes it was a little bit difficult to get the wagon out of those. Those are our neural pathways that are triggers, deeper ruts that over time we have actually deepened because the experience keeps coming up. Glimmers begins to create a new neural pathway, and eventually it will become a little bit more of a rut for you. But you might find it a little bit more challenging to create a connection to glimmer than triggers because you've been doing trigger a lot longer than you've been doing glimmer. But with some attention put on glimmer, that little rut, that neural pathway will begin to exist for you. And at some point in time, you begin to notice more often the glimmer and being in those tracks for glimmer, and less so being in the track or the rut of trigger. So it's this notion of glimmers will program you for ease and rest. Triggers don't do that. That's why glimmers can be easily helpful for folks who are surviving trauma, who are struggling with a dysregulated nervous system. But they're actually beneficial for everyone. Glimmers are beneficial for everyone. In our overstimulated world, glimmers can bring our nervous system back into balance, particularly when we feel a little off kilter. So how do we find and make the most of glimmers? First of all, glimmers are everywhere. You can spot them when you're out for a walk, talking to a colleague, grocery shopping, or spending time with family and friends. You actually don't have to chase glimmers. They actually can come to you. Looking for and seeking them out and savoring moments of pleasure is actually enough. So to increase your chances of finding glimmers in everyday life, give these few strategies a go. I like this one, and I like to think it's very Thomas-like to be able to share this with you. Set a glimmer intention. If you want to become more aware of more glimmers, set an intention to allow them to come into your life. This might be challenging if you suffer from mental health challenges or some of the effects of trauma, or if you tend to worry or have negative thoughts. If that's the case, I'm going to invite you to start small. Commit to spotting one glimmer a day, one glimmer a day. Open yourself up to the notion that glimmers exist and invite yourself to begin noticing them as you actually go about your day. When I put on my glasses in the morning, I gently whisper that these lenses are the perfect glimmer grabbers for my day. I used to look through them and look for what was wrong. I used to look through them and look for me being right. But it's actually a beautiful little ritual in the morning. When I gently put them on, I remind myself, this is my glimmer grabber for the day. And I'm going to see and experience as many of them as I possibly can. And another little strategy, and I like this one, and my life is full of this. Go where the glimmers are. Think about a place where you consistently feel relaxed, happy, or at ease. It might be somewhere in nature. It might be a beautiful trail in the woods, or it might be a quiet little cove right on a beach. Maybe there's a favorite rose garden. I think of the rose garden in Stanley Park in Vancouver that I love to go to in the spring, right? The delights, the fragrance of those roses are really beautiful sources of glimmers. Or there might in your home be a cozy corner that actually gets great sunlight where you can curl up, read a book, listen to music, or actually sit in quiet meditation. Inviting you to identify those places where you're most likely to notice glimmers and be sure to spend time there. Go to the glimmers. Go to the glimmers. This notion of glimmers engaging your senses. What I mean by this is that sometimes glimmers arise from thoughts and intuitions. Sensing, and I remember sensing that I did well on an exam, for instance, or that I just met someone that I feel is going to be very special in my life, right? Major glimmer material. However, we can perceive glimmers with all of our senses, right? To notice glimmers, bring attention to vision, to what you can hear, what you can taste, what you can smell, and what you can touch, right? This begins and can form a bit of mindfulness for you around glimmers. So take glimmers in and look for glimmers through all of your senses. Visual glimmers like spotting an animal in the wild may seem the easiest to notice, but remember that your other senses are also primed to take in moments of wonder, beauty, connection, peace, and ultimately well-being. Right? Feel what comes up for you when I say this. The glimmer of a yummy slice of pie, strawberry rhubarb, apple, the glimmer connected to that. Even the thought of that, I can feel that glimmer. I can feel this warm and fuzzy inside of me, or a glimmer noticing the smell, right, for me of mom's freshly baked bread. Or when it is that I replicate the recipe and bake bread myself. Oh, major glimmer grabber. Here's one that I think is adorable in some way. And I was chatting with a friend last week and said, this would be really cute. And I think really cool to kind of put it on the market. So I'm whispering that, and no doubt if I don't do it, it's going to show up somewhere. It's this idea of keeping a glimmer journal. I love this. Imagine keeping a journal where all you put into that journal is a listing of your glimmers, right? This glimmer journal, like a gratitude journal, can actually help anchor yourself in the presence of glimmers, right? You can choose to write a daily glimmer list, taking the time at the end of the day to journal and remember the small moments of goodness you noticed all day. Or you can add to the glimmer list as actually you notice them, right? So this idea of a glimmer journal is actually very funky indeed. Perhaps you can send me a note if this resonates for you. I think it's a really great idea. Here's one that I think is really, really important to actually name. This this notion of limiting screen time. If my face is buried behind a computer screen or locked on my iPhone most of the day and night, the chances of noticing glimmers plummets. So I'm going to encourage you, in order to bring glimmers, to spot glimmers, to limit screen time. You might even consider doing a digital detox for a whole weekend to jumpstart the process. Because that screen time is a hindrance for your ability to notice white glimmers in the world. Because when you're glued to a screen, you're much more likely to venture. Actually, no, let me reverse that. When you're not glued to a screen, you're much more likely to venture out into nature, where obviously glimmers abound. You're also more likely to spend time with others, which leads to relishing the glimmers that arise in human relationship. So yes, inviting you to limit screen time. Connecting with others is a really great way. It's well known that nurturing and nourishing authentic connections with others improves both mental and physical health. And from those places, glimmers abound. When you're in the presence of people you enjoy, you're much more likely to notice glimmers. It might be the laughter you share with a special friend, the delight you experience brainstorming with a favorite colleague, or the calmness you feel around a particular family member. You might even create a glimmer group in which you text each other the glimmers you notice each day. A glimmer buddy or a GG, a glimmer group, I call it. It's kind of a cool idea, right? We have all kinds of ways to support ourselves. This isn't new, but I think a glimmer group would be really, really funky in relation to being able to surround yourself with and being reminded of glimmers that other people are experiencing, and ultimately a great way to breathe in this notion of glimmers through the gift of other folks. So if you have a friend who's also working on their well-being and personal growth, this is the perfect opportunity to become a glimmer buddy with them. Get into the habit of texting your buddy something as simple as a single emoji. With a dear friend, I send a unicorn emoji to let them know I'm seeing a glimmer. These messages can actually act as cues, inspiring not only yourself or others to be on the lookout for glimmers. And of course, that glimmer group I talked before has you share perhaps on a bit of a larger scale. So whether you're meeting up to hang out with a person or simply sharing a tiny moment in a Glimmer group chat, you and your friends will actually reap the benefits of that energy and you gifting each other with that kind of energy. So share it, and then you can actually relive it. And the person you're sharing with it gets to feel it too. So it's this multiplying effect for glimmers, not only the ones that you see and breathe into in your life, but ultimately you get those from other folks as well. The other thought is this notion of actually taking a picture, snapping a photo of a glimmer. I remember in elementary school, when kids stared at me, I would say this to them, take a picture, it might last longer. If the glimmer moment is visual, mark the moment by taking a picture of it. It actually will last longer for you. I'm always snapping glimmer pics from my lanai here in Honolulu, right? Rainbows, I told you about a lot of glimmer shots of rainbows. And ultimately, when I'm going for a walk, I constantly will stop. Something will catch my eye, a beautiful flower. It might be the movement of the trees. It might be the leaves from the trees. It might be the leaves at nighttime with the moon in the background. They're all glimmers for me. But they're glimmers for me because I look for them. I have an intention, right, of taking photos that evoke good feelings for me. And it's really lovely, kind of in the moment, to notice them, but I have a tendency to kind of put them away versus actually taking the photo and posting it immediately on social media. That way I get to really breathe into and have some endurance with this glimmer. I snap the picture and return to staying in the present moment with that glimmer to soak in the goodness of that glimmer, as opposed to being distracted and putting it on social media. Yeah, it's just a little something I do. You'll land on whatever's best for you. And this idea of from glimmers creating art, right? If in fact you're somebody who is blessed with a really great sense of creativity, right? Somebody who loves to create art, you can actually make art inspired by your glimmers. Perhaps you draw your glimmers or paint your glimmers or collage your glimmers, or you write a song or a poem about your fave glimmer, whatever works for you. Right, this idea of also with glimmers, validating all of your emotions, right? Do not use glimmers as a way to cover up how you're really feeling, right? This isn't about this notion of Pollyanna. It isn't using something to cover up what's really going on for you, right? It's not layering a glimmer over top of something that's painful for you. That's not what I'm suggesting. Remember, although a glimmer can be the cherry on top of your day, don't allow the glimmer to cancel out your struggles. All of your emotions are valid. Everything isn't always rainbows and butterflies, and that's all right. Glimmers, and let me close with this. With glimmers, it's really the nervous system's beautiful ability to both hold all of the challenges of the unresolved trauma and suffering, and also notice the tiny moments of okayness. It's a way to create, bolster, or even strengthen your emotional agility. So this idea of, as I've shared with you, this notion of glimmer, I don't know if I've given you enough information in terms of how they feel. So let me close with this, right? This ability to discovering your glimmers, right? Think of a moment you've had, no matter how fleeting it might have been, where you felt safe and connected, whether with yourself or with others. Glimmers will feel a little different in everybody's bodies, but they're generally those warm and fuzzy feelings where we actually feel cozy and safe. So glimmers will create for you. They land on your body to be able to recognize them. Kind of feel for warm and fuzzy. Land on being able to notice that you feel cozy and safe. That is. And there'll be other feelings for you that are only yours in relation to glimmers. But if you want to land on, okay, hang on a second, Thomas, I want to understand what I get from glimmers, a little bit more intellectual, if you will, you're going to get warm and fuzzy and cozy and safe. So my invitation for you, as you're looking to discover your glimmers, know that some of the feelings that your glimmers will elicit for you. I so treasure the time that we've spent together. Thank you. Now go out. There's a glimmer waiting for you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and would love to hear more, please follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If you would like to learn more about Thomas' work, check out his website, thomaskevindolan.com. Please consider sharing an episode with a friend or family member, or liking or giving the podcast a 5-star rating. If you have comments, questions, or topic suggestions, please send them to conversationswt@gmail.com. ConversationsWT stands for Conversations with Thomas. Thank you.